Right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday during the Aaron Keck Show. Can't even say my own name. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio by our own Aubrey Williams to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Aaron Kleck.
Aaron Kleck, yeah.
It's great to see you, my friend.
It's just me with a fake mustache on, like, I am Aaron Kleck. I would like to withdraw some money, please.
I like it.
It's Friday.
It sure is.
It really feels like Friday.
It does, indeed. Yeah. I totally agree with you in every way, Aaron Kleck.
Oh, man. So cool. So are you ready for Kids Q?
Yeah, man.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for adults, kids, everyone in between, above or below. Here is today's question. If your refrigerator could talk, what kinds of things would it say?
Oh, my God. It would be, my refrigerator would be exhausted. It would be a whiny, exhausted mess. For one thing, it quit making ice like years ago.
Oh, right, right.
I question how cold things actually are kept.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, it's really just a total slacker.
So it would
be like a whiny slacker, like really sort of downtrodden appliance.
Yeah. How old is your refrigerator?
It's not even that old.
Okay, I was going to say, so it's not going to be one of those like sitting in the rocking chair going, back
no.
in my day, we were
no,
called ice
not.
Boxes.
It's more like the young guy that's crotchety
uh-huh.
for no real reason.
Uh-huh.
You know who I'm talking about?
yeah, no, I can totally see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whining
How about
and
you?
Whatnot.
I'm so curious.
So I've been living with Brad now for 2 years, and we still live kind of like bachelors when it comes to eating, so the refrigerator is mostly empty. So I think our refrigerator would be like, hey, you gonna eat anything like at all? Are you listening? Anything? Oh, you're getting water. Good, great. That's great. Here's some water for you. Oh, ice? You need ice? Good. Ice and water. That's what you're getting.
And then when it got together with its refrigerator mm-hmm. friends, it would be like, I just feel so empty inside.
They never write. They never call. that would be our refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is an interesting concept. I feel like we could really expand this into other appliances throughout the house.
What would your,
Yeah.
My mind just went 10 places and none of them were good. Okay. What would your vacuum cleaner say if...
Gasp. Cough.
Mine only ever gets used to clean up the cat's room. Mm-hmm. So it'd basically be like, what do you people do with your lives? Like, your house is nothing but like scattered kitty kibble lying
mm-hmm.
all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty much it. My appliances and I would not have fun conversations.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to put this out there. I don't want to hear from any of my appliances.
We're starting to, though, because like every single appliance is now becoming a smart appliance and it's all connected with mm-hmm. Alexa.
It's true.
Yeah. This is me being a crotchety old man now. Like, I don't want to have smart appliances. I want dumb appliances.
I want dumb appliances,
yeah.
too. Just do your jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. Aubrey Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, if you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, if you find yourself having interesting and fun conversations with your appliances, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.